Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Well, let's do it again, shall we? Third time, get it right. Greg Davey here at SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse, where it's the state-ranked Purple Devils of Franklin doing their windmill exercises right now against the upstart Milford Wildcats, champions of the East, Franklin's champion of the West. And it doesn't matter about geography, even though one's farther east than the other. They've switched it around and something's going on there. I don't know, but it's champions of one division and the other division meeting right now. Milford Wildcats and the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. Franklin is undefeated, 15-0 in the league this year, the Tri-Valley League. They finished 13-0 for the Milford Wildcats. They're 13-4 overall, and in their league they went 10-3. My name is Greg Davey, and in case you are a new Tri-Valley League fan, or I should say WCDO sports fan, and you heard either Milford or Franklin was going to be on, hopefully we'll get to know each other over the next hour and a half or so. We've had two great games in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, and we are ready to go here. We start our ball game with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO. Brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And I've known Jim Weir for a long time at Milford. He is still in the purple suit, or the black suit with purple shirt and tie. What a great guy, what a great ambassador for the game. Remember, his daughter Shannon Weir was an outstanding player. She's now a teacher at Skidivan. For Franklin, the small lineup, but they've got Mike Dutcher at the helm, and I talked to him a little bit before, in between games, and he knows that this is pretty much the best chance for his Franklin Lady Purple Devils to go into the States. Remember, last year they lost to Oriskany. This year, they hope to get through that Section 4 tournament as best they can, then rematch maybe with Oriskany or somebody else in Section 3 and head to Hudson Valley, as they have two tremendous seniors in Marissa Cawley and the Section 4's second leading all-time scorer, Jordan Beers, both seniors. All right, we're going to step away and come back. We'll have our special sponsors list, and we've got more to tell you about. I've got stats for both teams as well. It is the Tri-Valley Girls Championship on WCDO.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Every Monday, get a small new McCafe chocolate-covered strawberry frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare for this game. Energy spent, as you can understand, in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, where I start to finish in each season for the boys and the girls, but enjoyed watching Franklin last year as they made their way through the Tri-Valley and the Section 4 championships into the 4A of states, losing to Roviskany. That was a great game, as I remember. And the difference was Marissa Cauley for Franklin, who was back for her senior year, got into early foul trouble. And when she's down on the floor, they lose a ton of rebounding as far as Franklin goes. Everyone knows about Franklin and Jordan Beers, second to just Hannah Kimmel of Harpersville for 6-4 scoring. She's been on the varsity since seventh grade. She's averaging 26.7 points a game, 10.9 rebounds, 5.2 assists, 3.3 steals, 1.6 blocks even, and just 2.2 turnovers for the time she has the ball in her hand. For as far as the Batman to the Robin, you got Marissa Cauley, who's got a 17.1 season average point-wise. So you're looking right there at 43 to 44 points just out of those two. Rebounding even more than Jordan, 12.3, and that's what I'm talking about. She has a tremendous upside on the rebounding at 12.3. Her one Achilles heel is she can get into foul trouble quickly, and that could be a problem. As far as free throw shooting, you're looking at Cauley at 50%, 25 for 50. Beers, 75%, 68 for 91, and as a team, they've shot 184, which is 62%. And just as a comparison, we talked about Miranda Drummond having 183 free throws this year in 18 games or 19 games. Franklin, in 15 games as a team, has 184 free throws shot. For Milford, they are the youngest team I have seen in a long time, and I'm going to say right now, Milford is the team to beat for the next two or three years. They've got one senior, Kaylee Chase, number 12, a senior, one of the starters. They've got Maddie Zenner, a sophomore, Emily Mertz, a junior, Taylor Olmstead, a sophomore, Addie Lawson, scoring 19.4 games as just a sophomore. Lawson with 38 three-pointers on the year, Chase and Mertz each with 12. Taylor Olmstead, second on the team and scoring at 6.4. So the average 46.8 points a game. Franklin averages 55.9. In this court, the larger courts that these girls are not used to, things can change very quickly. Fouls can mount up. Free throws can change, as we just saw in the last game. And both games, by the way, both MAC games are now up on streaming, or up on the WCDO Sports On Demand link. So it's easy to follow. Just go to WCDOsports.com. Check out WCDO Sports On Demand, click on that, and go from there. We're about 2 minutes away. I don't know if there's an anthem on this one or not. I've done my time. I got Sarah Norris and Caitlin Jackson to sing the anthems. They did a great job. I don't know who's going to sing this last one, if any, but John Horn will be, just like me, running the voice ragged, trying to do the PA announcing. So stick around. It is Franklin versus Milford, purple versus purple. The Tri-Valley Girls Championship live on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kurt also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right. We did not bring in a band for this anthem. We just didn't have a singer. So John Horn will be doing the starting lineups for the non-starters. So I'll turn it over to him.
It's now time for the girls' Tri-Valley League Championship. The next contest features the Milford Wildcats and the Franklin Purple Devils. The non-starters for Milford. Sophomore, number 13, Anna Petit. Freshman, number 20, Savannah Eckford. Sophomore, number 21, Serena Chase. Sophomore, number 22, Messiah Waters. Junior, number 30, John Pickwick. Sophomore, number 32, Lucia Henderson. Sophomore, number 33, Abby Freer. That's your Milford non-starter. Now the non-starters for the Franklin Purple Devil. Freshman, Number five, Dave Kirkside. Senior, number 12, Gary Smith. Junior, number 21, Elizabeth Nybank. Freshman, number 25, Sigra Warner. Freshman, number 24, Mallory Jordan. That's your freshman, non-starter. And now, tonight's starting lineup. For Milford, Mothball, number 5, Maddie Winner. For Franklin, Junior, number 2, Jessica Daniel. For Milford, Junior, number 10, Emily Brown. For Franklin, senior, number 10, Marissa Howley. For Milford, senior, number 12, Amy Jane. For Franklin, sophomore, number 15, Mariah McNeely. Number 15, Taylor Olsen. For Franklin, senior, number 32, Mara Stoffer. For Milford, number 24, Eddie Rossman. For Franklin, senior, number 23, Stuart. The coach for Milford is Jim Ware. The coach for Franklin is Mike Dutcher.
All right, so there you have it. Game three of our triple header. There's one more game here, but no way am I doing that one. I'm going to rest and watch some good basketball between Edmiston and Milford. Thought about doing it, trust me. All right, we've got some great sponsors, as you know. I want to thank the folks from SFCU, Roberts Eye Care, Cohen and Fraser Builders, Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, Dawn's Deli in Franklin, getting special mention now, C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, D. Fogarty, attorney at law. Here we go. Milford in white tops as the home team. Franklin will be in their purple, even though they're the top seed. They are the away team. Although on the scoreboard, they actually don't say home and away. They actually say Milford and Franklin. So Addie Lawson, a sophomore, averaging 19.4. She's on her way to a 1,000-point career. And the referees here, there will be three at this one as well. League championship policy, it looks like three officials. So the one and only tip in regulation is ready to go. Got to get used to the names. Hopefully you get used to them too. It'll be Franklin, and the tip goes to Jessica Downen, who immediately hands it to Jordan Beers. Now Beers will play the point most of the time. They will, of course, look for her to shoot, but Marissa Cauley's at the top of the key. They swing it around to Downen. Downen, whose sister played on the team last year. Now it's Beers for three, but it's off the mark. Rebound is lost by Milford. Maddie Zinner had it, the sophomore, but she's out of bounds. Lost it out of bounds. It'll be Franklin's ball to inbound. They pass it into Cauley. Nice touch. A feed from McNeely into Cauley. And I have the feeling if there's not a post player to take Cauley, that she might just unload with some points. But look at number 32, Amara Stalter, a senior, who is even taller than Marissa Cauley. She looks to be about 6'1". Lawson got the ball knocked away by Jordan Beers. Now it's to the left side for Kaylee Chase. And now a short shot up by Zetter. Zetter misses on the rebound to Stalter. Stalter unloads to Beers. Beers now will stop, and the fall-away shot is good. Fierce makes it 4-0 right away, and Milford going to try to slow things down as it's a box and one being played right now. Remember, Addie Lawson averages 19.4 a game. She's their main scorer. Number two is less than 7 points, so they've got a box and one on her, and the defender is Mariah McNeely. Driving in, the shot short by Zetter, but they keep it alive. The shot missed on the far side by Lawton, who had gotten the offensive rebound. It'll be Milford's ball. Wildcats have had a great tradition. Jim Weir, longtime coach. And as I said, we've had some good battles, Milford and Afton, over the years in Class D. They pass it into Zetter again. This time she's got it. Maddie Zetter strikes first for the Milford Wildcats. We've got people tuning in tonight from the start from Buffalo, New York, Austin, Texas, Newtown, Connecticut, and I'm sure Franklin, Milford, Cooperstown, Oneonta, etc., etc. We've had a lot of people logging on today from all over the country, California to Oregon to Florida to North Carolina, New York City, Boston. Incredible. The stop to Emily Mertz. Now it's a pass inside to Zetter. She shoots again. Boy, she shot a lot this first couple of minutes. And has only made the one shot. Here comes Beers, full charging up the middle. Defended by Lawson. And the pass is down to the right side for Stalter, who misses the too strong on the layup. Left side, Zetter. Zetter at the foul line. She'll take a high arcing shot. It's off the rim. Rebounded, put up, and blocked by the block by Stalter. Taylor Olmstead got the rebound. Trying to put it back up and in, but Stalter, with that height and reach, was right there to make the block. Top of the key, Zetter. Zetter passes out, and they swing into the left side. From the baseline, the shot missed by Mertz. Rebounded by Zetter. Too strong on the shot, and the rebound, Marissa Cauley knocks out of bounds. It'll be Milford ball looking for the tie with 5:23 to go. I want to thank Joe Gardner for being back at the station for three games in a row. Keeping everything on track. Zetter, long pass up to the top for Mertz. Back out to Zetter, three-pointer to take the lead. Hits the top of the backboard in play in this gym because there's no guy wire. So Cauley out to Beers, three-pointer top of the key, swish. Jordan Beers with 5 quick points, and it's 7-2 in favor of Franklin, the Lady Devils. Have a purple uniform with yellow and white trim. As they say, Franklin Purple Devils right on the uniform. It's a lot of printing. Traveling violation. We have one female ref today. Two male refs. Mike Dutcher and a white business shirt and a tie, purple tie. Jim Weir in his traditional purple shirt, but a black suit. Pass inside to Cauley. From Jordan Beers, and they point at each other. It's a thing they got. They've been doing this for a number of years. 8-2. And a shot from the baseline misses for Milford. Up ahead, it is Beers. Will she dish off? No, she's going to go to the hoop with the left hand. Scores it. Well, now they say that it's 10-2, so this has happened so often. They must have taken the three-pointer away and made it a two-pointer for Jordan Beers. Meanwhile, a two-pointer for Emily Mertz on the ensuing possession for Milford. So 10-4. So it wasn't a three-pointer. I see there's a slight difference in the high school and college three-pointer, according to this line. Cauley, left side, one bounce, and a pass over to McNeely, who's got teal or a lime green or something, not lime green, but teal-colored sneakers. Beers at a desperation heave from three-point, no good. Cauley, though, those two worked incredibly well together. Cauley caught the air ball and put it back up and in. There's a steal by Beers. Beers has one to beat. Beers goes left side and is fouled on the play by Kaylee Chase. So Franklin trying not to leave any doubt in this one as they prepare for Section 4 tournament action. So Beers at the line. She's a 75% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. Stalter comes out for Franklin, replaced by Paige Fairchild. She's a freshman. Second shot is no good, and the rebound is through the legs of Taylor Olmstead, number 15 for Milford, but into the hands of Emily Mertz, who goes down to Maddie Zenner. Zenner at the top of the key. Yeah, she's going to be called for a travel, and that's the age-old issue. When these guys and girls start getting into the run to the basket, they tend to not dribble. More substitutions. Number 21 is Serena Chase, sophomore, younger sister of Kaylee Chase, who's a senior. So Stalter brings the ball up the court this time. Over to Beers. Beers, three-point shot left side. That one doesn't go. Rebounded by McNeely that missed. Now it's Stalter with a rebound, Cauley with a rebound, up and under with her back to the basket. And she's got a game-high 8 points. Pass over to the left side. They're trying to get Lawson for a shot. Oh, a nice little floater. Addie Lawson with a basket, a teardrop version. Up and down it goes. Well, Lawson averages 19.5 points a game. She's got her first two here. 15-6. Franklin, nice ball rotation. They go cross court to Jessica Downen. Downen goes cross court, but it's picked off by Lawson. And Beers reaching in. Foolish play there. She picks up a quick foul unnecessarily. Jordan Beers looks like she's going to head to Ithaca College. She's going to be, at least at this point I hear, she's going to be an IC Bomber. And a year ago, I heard she wasn't going to play any college sports. She's also All-State in soccer. And I think she does pretty well in softball. There's a baseball pass, or actually two-handed pass, from Jordan Beers down to Jessica Downen on a fast break. But Downen misses the layup. Good defended, or well defended, rather, by Milford. So 21 is in there. That's Chase, the younger Chase. They swing it around to the left side for Lawson. Lawson back outside. Chase. Oh, no arc at all. In the basket it goes. Serena Chase with a shot of the night. Absolutely no arc. And a timeout asked for by Mike Dutcher. A short timeout. 1:25 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away. 15-9 Franklin on top of Milford. The girls' Tri-Valley Championship continues on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, no surprise for Franklin as they put their 15 points up on the board. They do it with 8 from Marissa Cauley and 7 from Jordan Beers. But other players are part of the package as well. They just don't tend to show it in the scorebook. There's a possession arrow. Nice hustle by Serena Chase as she forces the possession arrow, and it works out in their favor. Well, the jacket has been shed by Jim Ware. He's down to that purple shirt with a purple and white striped tie. That's a common thing for Jim Ware. I don't do a lot of Tri-Valley games, but he's one of the ones I've known for years. More substitution for Milford, and Zenner has to save the ball from going out of bounds. Serena Chase swings it over to number 22, who's Mattia Water. And now Lawson is caught up in a possession arrow. That'll be Franklin's ball, tied up with Mariah McNeely. So 54 seconds to go, first quarter. Substitution. Number 30 is Dawn Pickwick. Into the ball game now. She's a junior. She's in the lineup. They're playing a zone defense. Cauley over to McNeely for three, but it's short. caught down below by Paige Fairchild, and Fairchild becomes the first non-Cauley Beer scorer, but it was just because she was right there on the spot catching the air ball. 34 seconds to go. Cauley trying to save it. Takes a seat over there on the bench temporarily. That's where Franklin is, but that's where she tried to save the ball and then landed on the seat. Chase driving in. Bank shot good as she's fouled. And boy, off the bench, Serena Chase is making things happen for Milford. She's got 5 points leading the Milford scoring charge. So Fairchild's a freshman with her second foul. Only 3 fouls called so far in the first quarter. This time she misses, though, on the free throw. She made a 2 and a 3, missed the 1. So with 24 seconds to go, Jordan Beers looks to the left side after she gets shut up for the three-point opportunity. She's got it back now. She launches for 3. It's off the rim. Weak side rebound. Nice job by number 12, and that is Kerry Schmidt. And now a fall-away shot by Cauley that misses. The turnaround by Beers is good with 2 seconds on the clock, and they won't get a shot off. Jordan Beers with her fourth basket of the game, 9 points in all. She and Marissa Cauley combining for 17 of the 19, and Franklin takes the 19-11 first quarter lead. It's the Girls Tri-Valley Championship live on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The next time you visit a Scovelmina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. But you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovelmino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back at SUNY Oneonta's. Now you can call it Dewar Arena. You can call it, well, that's what they call it up on the big scoreboard, but I've always called it SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse. But the name Dewar is very, D-E-W-A-R, very, very special here in SUNY Oneonta. And we want to thank our folks at Otigo Family Dentistry, McDowell and Walker, Smith Insurance Agency, the Silo Restaurant in Greens, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, and Alpine Roofing. All right, here we go. Addie Lawson, who's been held to 2 points, averaging 19 a game. She's deep in the corner as Milford starts with the ball, start the second quarter, down 19-11. The cross-court pass to Zenner. Zenner dumps it inside. Pass knocked away, or stolen, rather, by Marissa Cauley. Cauley double-teamed, passes over to Beers, who's wide open. And she dumps it off to Stalter. Mara Stalter misses the shot. So Beers doesn't just shoot the ball. She averages double figures in rebounds. She's good in assists and steals as well. Inbounds pass for Franklin. Way up top for Mariah McNeely. McNeely definitely will be a go-to person down the in the future for Franklin. Beers misses the three-pointer, but Cauley rebounds inside. Like Beers has gained an inch or two from last year. Just a little taller. So we go the other way. Shot by Zenner, short. Goes after her own rebound, but Jordan Beers is there first. Beers left and right goes. Shoots with the left hand, misses. Rebound Zenner. Milford can get a break going here up far up the left side. Milford going to my right. Here comes driving in. Chase misses this time on the runner. Rebound saved by Chase off to Olmstead. Olmstead to Chase back again. Shot misses from the right corner. Well, maybe the magic's gone. Franklin in transition quickly. It is Cauley this time leading the drive. Foul line. High arcing shot misses. And the rebound by Serena Chase. Maddie Zenner, the sophomore who has 2 points. She comes up the floor. and hands it off to Serena Chase, the sophomore who's come off the bench with 5 points. Chase, high post to Olmstead. Olmstead trying to pass and is called for a travel. And looks like Don Pickwick is back into the ball game. Interesting on the, I don't know any story behind this, but I see that on the roster it's listed as Don Simmons, but it's Don Pickwick. Jordan Beers, 15-foot shot left side, misses. Rebound by Zenner. Zenner's done a lot in this game so far. Only has the 2 points to show for it, but she's a hustler. Serena Chase swings it to the left side. Shot blocked by Cauley, and a good one out in the deep corner on that right side to me. Beers in transition. The pull-up jump shot, good. Jordan Beers with 11 points. And the lead extended to 10 at 21-11. And a traveling violation by Addie Lawson. So we'll monitor the girls and girls C and D brackets at halftime. It's just weird to look at Franklin being undefeated and Harpersville undefeated and not being a top seed, as Marissa Cauley drives left side for a layup. And now it's 23-11 at 5:27 to go, and a full timeout asked for by Jim Weirs. You got to figure out how to stop Cauley and Beers. So far, not happening. It's the Tri-Valley Girls Championship here at Oneonta's Dewar Arena, and you're listening to it live on WCDL.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
There's a screen set for Addie Lawson, and Lawson with a quick pass, and I don't think Emily Mertz was ready for it. And a double dribble, though, on the breakaway as Marissa Cauley had stolen the ball. And started down the floor. Double dribble was the call on that far side. So Milford gets the break and gets the ball back. And they bring it in to Maddie Zenner, who comes at the top of the key. And a pass, and leaping up and stealing the ball is Beers. And she keeps going at left side. Misses the layup. Good defense by Milford to react to that. They could have let her go, but they didn't. Beers trying to avoid getting a foul called, and there's Zenner with a runner after she gets by Beers. No good. Lost a little bit of wind in her sails there. Cauley driving hard, right hand on the left side, and it's good. And Cauley is so, for her height, is so flexible and has such acceleration. I think this team can go a little bit farther this year. Lawson had a give and go, but nobody was there to help. Now she's got it in the corner. She's going to put it up from the baseline. No good. Rebound on the weak side, Jordan Beers. That was easy. But Lawson only has been able to shoot two times tonight, making it once. Beers gets the ball taken away from behind, but there's Cauley to help. Off the back rim on her shot, no good. Rebound Zenner. Off to Lawson, and Lawson wants to see what she can do by herself, guarded by McNeely. McNeely swats the ball away, but right into the hands of Zenner. Zenner's top of the key. Driving in, foul line shot off the back of the rim, and that's no good. Cauley rebounds and outlets to Beers. She lets everyone run down the floor before she starts down, and Mike Dutcher wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. We want to say hi to Huff Ice Cream, Neighbors Insurance, Eggly Machine Company of Sydney, Waste Recovery in Sydney, Scovolamino Family of Dealerships, D. Fogarty, Attorney at Law, Cohen and Fraser Builders there in Franklin, Romans of Sydney, and more. So step away. 3:45 to go. First half, 25-11. Franklin all over Milford. The Tri-Valley Girls Championship basketball game live on WCDL.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, after this game, it is undefeated Edmiston going against the Milford Wildcat boys, whose only loss is to the Edmiston Panthers, who are undefeated. So that'll be a heck of a game. I'm going to watch the beginning of it anyway, try to kick back and relax after three games. Harpersville BG in the opener. Mac Girls, Unadilla Valley upending Unitigo's chance for a three-peat in the Mac Boys. And now Franklin, as expected, leading Milford. Don't know if they were expecting this kind of a lead, 25-11. They've shot very, very well. And the defense has been very good. Jordan Beers, a cross-court pass to McNeely, who misses. Rebound, Salter. And traveling is the call, because Salter literally, instead of putting them all back up, wheeled around to try to pass to somebody on the wing. She wasn't going to put the ball back up, and that was a travel. 25-11. Milford's Addie Lawson held the 2 points so far. She averages over 19 a game. Back to number 12, Kaylee Chase is in the game. She's a starter back in there. Now it's Lawson, and a pass swatted away by McNeely. And I'll tell you what, Mike Dutcher has his team in great defensive mode. I mean, you can say what you will about Cauley and Beers, but their overall team defense is great. Beers, stop and pop from behind, blocked on the shot, but a little bit too much as Lawson goes over to say sorry. So that's her foul, her first foul. Yeah, this game's been rolling along with just four fouls called in the first 11 minutes plus. Beers misses. Second shot coming up. Jordan Beers is good. And let's not escape the fact that just like Unadilla Valley's Jordan Anderson last year, who now is playing at Mooresville, wearing number 23 with the first name Jordan. Yes, Jordan Beers wears number 23, in case you didn't know. Pass the inside. Zenner to Lawson underneath the basket. She's got a scoop to the hoop in a weird way with her back to the basket. Doesn't go. Long pass up ahead to Downin. Her shot, whoa, she gets hit from the side. And what I like about this element of Class D basketball, they help each other up, whether it's teammates or opponents. So Kaylee Chase gets called for the foul. That's her second. And Jessica Downin is at the line to shoot her first free throw of the night. And just grazes the rim. So Cauley and Beers come over and say, come on, you can do better than that. At the line so far this year, Downin was 7 for 15, now 7 for 16. So she doesn't get there a lot. And this one does go. First point for junior Jessica Downin, whose sister Haley was on the team last year, graduated. A steal, then a steal back. Milford has it again. Lawson trying to go around the screen for a pickpick. Down underneath to a wide open. Oh, I said wide open. Correct it. Emily Mertz was wide open down along the baseline, and Marissa Cauley came from the weak side and set her shot flying. Wow. What a defensive play. Eight on the shot clock. Do they realize eight on the shot clock? So the lefty cranks it up for three. Number 12 is Haley Chase. First points of the second quarter for Milford, and with the time as an element of concern, the both Chase girls have three-pointers for Milford. Seven total between the sisters. Shot for Beers is good. She didn't have the best angle, but it doesn't really matter. I'm sure she's practiced every shot from every angle that there is possible. 29-14. We got a buck and a half to go in the first half. Lawson back to Kaylee Chase. Swings it into the deep corner. Three-pointer again taken. This one way off the mark by Emily Mertz. The ball's on the floor. Pickwick and down and tumble. Substitution. Mara Stalter comes in. Not sure who she replaced. McNeely, though, is guarding Lawton. Lawson, I should say, is a box-and-one situation. Three-pointer again from the right side. Again an air ball. Caught by Cauley on the weak side. Beers looking up the floor, driving hard with the left hand. She's at the elbow. Coming in is Cauley. Dribble, dribble. Cauley got a little bit mixed up there. Down to a minute two. Substitution. That'll be Serena Chase back into the ball game. So it's Serena and Kaylee Chase together, along with Addie Lawson, Maddie Zenner, and Dawn Pickwick. Down low for Zenner. Up over Stalter and up over the backboard. Was it blocked? Apparently not. That's one way to not get it blocked, though, is to shoot it on the other side of the basket. I'm kidding. 45 seconds left. First half. Milford trying to keep it close. Trying to get it closer, I should say. McNeely fakes the pass back. Passes across to Downen. Downen back to Beers. Left side three. No. Rebound. Cauley throws it up as she's falling down. Hopefully she's okay. Took a hard hit to the floor. I'm down to 17 seconds and an air ball shot by Milford. Final 11 seconds. Let's see what Beers does. Goes to the left side, around the screen by Cauley. Pass, oh, wide open on the right side is McNeely, but she misses. 2 seconds to go. Lawson lets it fly. Beers gave her a little struggle on that one. But 29-14, all about Franklin right now, as Jordan Beers and Marissa Cauley have combined for 26 of the 29 points. And we got a 15-minute halftime break. We want to thank some of our sponsors, as we have done all through the time, Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Lumber. Want to thank B&M Auto and Alpine Roofing, Beejo's Plumbing and Heating in Harpersville, supporting the Lady Hornets, Preferred Mutual Insurance in New Berlin, Rich's Auto Body in Franklin, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, Neighbors Insurance of Sydney, NBT Bank, locations throughout Central New York, Waldron's Floor Covering in Amphenol of Sydney, Enchanted Gardens of Nineveh, Scoville Mino, Morabito Energy Products, whose halftime show is coming up. And again, we'll review the Class D boys and girls. Class D boys and girls, as they're going to do the girls all-stars here for Tri-Valley. This is different from the MAC. The MAC waits till the senior game for their all-star announcement. Tri-Valley does it during the championships. So you stick around. We'll have the scoring recap and the Class D boys and girls brackets for you live on your local sports leader, WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, one of the nice things they're doing here is, like I said, the Tri-Valley All-Stars are being announced, second team and first team, and there are four players out there who are part of this. Addie Lawson, Marissa Cauley, and Jordan Beer's first team for Milford and Franklin, respectively. Maddie Zenner is the second team All-Star. And not only do they face the scorers table, they face us now, too. A lot of girls who are not in uniform are out there, and that's a very nice touch for the Tri-Valley. And now they're starting the 15-minute halftime. All right, as the voice is fading just a little bit, hopefully can continue on for the rest of the night. Section 4 Girls Basketball Class D Tournament. Again, you got to remember the IAC, Interscholastic Athletic Conference, which has been around for quite a long time. They've added teams. They've taken away teams. They've got a lot of teams in Class C and only a couple of teams in Class D. And I say that because Southern Cayuga, who's got two losses, is the first seed. Why? You get more points if you are a D school and beat a C school. That's a larger school. You get more points doing that than any Class D team beating another Class D team. That's just the way it goes, and that's how they've done it forever. So Southern Cayuga is the first seed. South Courtright is undefeated in the Delaware League. They are now co-champions because of their canceled game last night. They are the two seed. They, again, have played a couple of Class C schools that Franklin did not play. It would have been nice to see Franklin play a couple of larger schools, but they weren't able to do that. But South Courtright is the second seed, so they host Downsville on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And they'll play the winner of Cherry Valley Springfield at Hancock, 7 and 10, who play at CBS on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Moving up the bracket, Charlotte Valley, or Davenport, is the sixth seed. It was supposed to be Davenport versus South Courtright for the championship. They're now co-champions, as I said. They're going to host Tri-Valley Team Morris in Davenport at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. The winner of that game will play the winner of Franklin, the third seed, against a MAC school, Delhi, who is the 14th seed. And Delhi could cause problems. I mean, they're 7-11 for the season. They might do something that Franklin hasn't seen, being the technically a larger school, but this year in D. So there could, you know, it won't be a given. But if Franklin and Charlotte Valley wins, there's a chance I'm going to be at Franklin, pending a phone situation, on Saturday, the 22nd, at 7 o'clock, just about this time next week. Meanwhile, in the upper half of the bracket, Skenevis, the 4 seed, hosts Hunter Tannersville, the 13 seed. Milford will host Gilboa Conesville, the 5 versus the 12. Milford is the team playing Franklin tonight. They're the 5 seed. Roxbury will play Afton in Roxbury at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Lawrence, before anything happens, Monday night, Lawrence plays a play-in game, 16-17, for the right to face Southern Cayuga, as Lawrence and Stanford are about even, and they will play off each other, and the winner will play Southern Cayuga. Southern Cayuga then would play the winner of Roxbury and Afton. In the Class D boys, well, the two teams that are going to be playing here later tonight, Edmiston, undefeated at 17-0, is the one seed. They get a bye. They get the only bye in Class D. They'll take on the winner of Stanford and Margaretville, the 8 versus 9 seed. They're both 12-5 on the season. That'll be Friday night at 7 o'clock. Edmiston gets the Tuesday night bye. Stanford plays Margaretville at home, the 8 and 9 on Tuesday. Southern Cayuga, an IAC school, is the 5 seed, despite being just 7-8. They get a 5 seed. They'll play Cherry Valley Springfield at 10-7 on Tuesday night at 5:30. That's a special start time. Gilboa Conesville, the 4 seed, hosts Worcester at 7 o'clock Tuesday. That's the top part of the bracket. The bottom part of the bracket, Milford, who is the team that will face Edmiston, and their only loss this year is to the Panthers of Edmiston. They're 16-1. They'll host Mac School Deposit. Now, Deposit was 6-11 on the season. However, they took Unitigo to a 61-60 final score before losing. So Deposit might surprise Milford in that regard. Same thing with Afton. Afton is the 11th seed. They played teams tough this year. They were 7-10. They'll play the 13-4 South Courtright Rams, who are the 6th seed, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at South Courtright. Delhi, another MAC school. They're the 7th seed, taking on Lawrence at home. Lawrence is 11-6. Charlotte Valley or Davenport, 16-1. They're hosting Franklin, the 15th seed. So conceivably, you could have Edmiston running the board on the top part of the bracket. You could have Milford, Davenport, or heck, even Delhi, or surprise of Afton running the table in the bottom side. So that could be an exciting time. And the finals will be Saturday here at SUCO. The girls' final will be here at SUCO, and I'm hearing that's 4 o'clock. If the D final has Franklin or Afton involved in it, I'll be here at 4 o'clock, possibly with Nate Lowell, a GMU graduate who's out in Buffalo. If assuming that in C, Harpersville, or somebody from the MAC locally is in that C championship at 11 o'clock, hopefully that game could get done and I can motor up. Last year I had a commitment called the Section 4 Hall of Fame induction, and then we had other people do that, the games up here. Hopefully this year it would be different, and if Franklin girls continue on as I expect them to, I want to be here. And Nate and I have always wanted to work a game together. This would be our chance to do so. Thank you to our main sponsors, as we mentioned throughout the game, Chambers and O'Hara, Neighbors Insurance, Jessup House Building Supplies there in Sydney Center, the Silo Restaurant in Green, Roma's Restaurant, Sydney and Morris, Huff Ice Cream. Franklin sponsors include Rich's Auto Body, Cohen and Fraser Builders, Dawn's Deli, Otigo Family Dentistry, all helping out. Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, he's got it made. A lot of teams in his area are part of these games today. Amerigas and Ari Wilbur of Sydney, SFCU, and on it goes. All right, we're going to step away. 8 minutes left in this halftime. That's what happens when you get the All-Stars going. So we have extra time in halftime. And we'll be back with the second half of our game as well. Franklin versus Milford, the Tri-Valley Girls Championship, on your local sports leader, WCDL.
The next time you visit a Scovel Mina location, look around a little. You'll find customers who can tell you about how we work to keep them happy. It starts at the top. but you'll find that same intense focus with every single one of our associates. Every day, we're driven to find creative ways to put you in the driver's seat. Our low prices, our high values for your trade-in, our ideas like first payment-only leases are here because customers have asked. Scovel Mino, we're working for you. Just off I-88 in Sydney and Bainbridge.
We're specialists in you. Vibrance Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Maravito Energy Products halftime report on WCDO, brought to you by Maravito Energy Products and one of our special sponsors as well, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. I never gave the scoring recap, so here we go. For Milford, they've got balanced scoring. That's the good side. The second side, they've only got one player with more than one basket, and she came off the bench. From top to bottom in the scorebook, Maddie Zenner had an early basket for two. Emily Mertz had a basket for two, also in the first quarter. Kaylee Chase, the only points in the third, in the second quarter for the Wildcats, and that was a three-pointer. Serena Chase came off the bench in the first quarter, hit a three and a two, and missed a free throw, so she's got five to lead the team. And Addie Lawson has 2 points. She's leading the scoring with 19.4 for the season, but tonight just held the 2 points, and a lot of that has to do with the defense of Mariah McNeely. All right, totally it's 4 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, 0 for 1 from free throw shooting time, and 14 points total for Milford. 29 points for Franklin is broken down this way. Jordan Beers has 6 two-pointers, 2 for 3 from the line for 14. Marissa Cawley has 6 field goals for 12. Paige Fairchild has a basket for 2, and Jessica Downen is 1 for 2 from the line for 1. So all told, 13 two-pointers, 3 for 6 from the line, and 29 points. We're just a bit under 4 minutes to go. You know, one of the things they might want to do in the second game is after they do the All-Stars is give them 10 minutes for a break instead of 15, because, boy, this makes for an extremely, extremely long break. But Milford is out there shooting first. Franklin is not back yet. Keys to the game for the second half? Well, really, Milford's got to score, and they got to keep Franklin from scoring. But other than that simplistic explanation is that Addie Lawson, they've got to get her the ball somehow, set screens for her, because she's been held to just three shots, and one of them was a desperation underneath the basket. She hit a runner along the baseline, and she missed a three-point shot from deep run along the baseline. And Mariah McNeely has really been doing a great job. That sophomore number 15 is just shadowing her and not caring about her offense at all. I'm impressed with what she's done. Jordan Beers, a typical game, 14 first-half points. She averages 26.7 per ball game. And I'm sure there's a lot of times she does not play in the fourth quarter. I do not have totals. I somehow can't get on the Wi-Fi here, even though I was told I could. I couldn't get on the Wi-Fi to find out the Hannah Kimmel points and how far away Jordan Beers is for them. That would be interesting. That would be nice to call if she was going to surpass Hannah, but I don't think that's happening this season. As close as she might get, I don't think, I'm not going to judge on that. All right, we're about 2 minutes away. We'll take another break when we come back. It'll be the second half. Franklin in the lead. Franklin Lady Devils 29 and the Milford Lady Wildcats 14. Tri-Valley Girls Championship game from Dewar Arena and the SUNY Oneonta campus. And you're catching it live on WCDL.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Call 563-1522.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more from McDonald's. Some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Every Monday, get a small new McCafe chocolate-covered strawberry frappe for $1. Yep, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, we're back, ready to go. The whistle blows, and we're ready. Hey, it couldn't work out any better. We want to thank Joe Gardner back at the station for doing triple duty. Got two games up online now, and this one will go on after the game, shortly after the game. And Franklin with the ball, and it's been a rollicking start to the second half, but Marissa Colley's going to flip a pass over to Jessica Downing. 12 on the shot clock. It's the hardest possession that Franklin's had the entire game, and Jordan Beers is going to try to make some sense of this one. Beers, an elbow jump shot, good, and wow, all of that defensive pressure from Milford, and it ends in a typical way for Franklin. Jordan Beers cans the jump shot with two girls in her face, and we come back the other way. Milford going, what else do we have to do here? Addie Lawson has been suffering at the hands of Mariah McNeely's defense, and a three-point shot missed by Emily Mertz. It's Beers up the floor. She loves running this floor, that's for sure. Stop and pop at the foul line, no good. And she does have a true jump shot, by the way. So McNeely, I'm watching McNeely. She's backpedaling, and every step that Lawson takes, McNeely is right there. I mean, I don't know if they're going to work the ball for her or what, but Zenner is going to take a shot and miss it on the right baseline. But a pickup back up there by Lawson. Well, she snuck in to get a rebound, but she couldn't hit the putback. Another opportunity wasted. Jordan Beers, meanwhile, sifting through the defense. And you hear the result, thanks to John Horn, our public address announcer. Zenner steps inside the three-point line this time, misses, and the rebound by Mara Stalter. So it's the normal starter, Stalter, Colley, Beers, Downing, and McNeely for Franklin. Into the deep corner. Colley, nice little fall away, but it hits the side of the backboard. That's a miss. And when she releases the ball, it's behind her head. You cannot block that one, that's for sure. High post to Zenner. Center driving right, and the shot blocked by Stalter, but a little bit too much body on that block. Stalter would be called for the foul. And really, nobody in foul trouble. Kaylee Chase has two. There were only three fouls called against Milford and two called against Franklin in the entire first half. So these girls aren't going to be shooting free throws much. Shot by Zenner is missed. Zenner at the line this year. 34 for 41, though. Pretty good percentage. But she misses them both here. And remember, this is at a college campus. It's a much different look than high school courts. Beers, a jump pass over to McNeely. Can she add to her defensive prowess with a basket? No, it's short. Rebound by Taylor Olmstead, number 15. Kaylee Chase off to Lawson. One of the few times she's able to dribble a bit. Pass back to Zenner. Shot is missed. Lawson with the weak side rebound. Trying to back it in on McNeely. Now she goes around a screen. Over to wide open Olmstead, who does not take the shot. 3 seconds on the shot clock, and in the haste to get a shot off, Emily Merckx backpedaled a bit, and she stepped on the end line, unaware that she was out of bounds. 5:06 to go in the third quarter. 33-14, comfortable lead for Franklin. Trying to work on some things before sectional start, and Lawson is down on the floor. A shot's going to be missed, and Beers will have it. But hang on just a minute. They should have stopped the clock before that. They should have stopped action because the team with the injury had the ball, and that should have been automatic. They waited till the shot was taken. Lawson down on the floor, and I honestly did not see what happened. And Jim Weir's going to come out and take a look here as she is surrounded by not only Coach Weir. It's Addie Lawson on the floor, their leading scorer, but held the 2 points so far. She's down there surrounded by Emily Merckx and Kaylee Chase. And Milford, I talked about Milford really not having much offensive continuity here, but one of the things to keep in mind with Milford is their only senior is Kaylee Chase. Of their starters, Maddie Zenner is a sophomore. Emily Merckx is a junior. Taylor Olmstead is a sophomore. Their leading scorer, Addie Lawson, is a sophomore. But right now she's down on the floor. And she's not moving. So it's a gym that's gotten a little bit quiet after getting a little bit rowdy, especially in that last game. And 4:53 with the clock stopped. Third quarter, 33-14. Tri-Valley Championships with the boys to follow. And looks like Section 4 playoffs on Tuesday and Wednesday. I've got it planned out. Be at Unitigo on Tuesday as Unitigo will take on Marathon. And then the girls game on Wednesday. I'll do Sydney at home versus Marathon. Second time doing Marathon, by the way. As the games... Other games could have been Harpersville hosting, could have been Bainbridge-Guilford is hosting Green that night on Wednesday. Friday could have off if none of the local teams win. So meanwhile, it is Lawson, and they're holding, trying to see here, they're holding her ankle. They've got her right, she was on her side and not moving. They started to get her up. And I don't know if they're going to be calling for a stretcher or anything else. I don't see any emergency personnel here. Not good to see in any kind of game, but especially a championship game. Meanwhile, the girls for Franklin are just trying to stretch and keep limber and not let things get too tight. So Lawson will be coming out. She's going to put an arm around both of those girls that I mentioned, and they're actually going to carry her off. So she cannot put any weight on that. Jordan Beers, nice touch to come over and I know those two are the top scorers in the league, but, you know, they're high school girls, and they could be friends. So, Jim, we're asking the female official about what's going to go on. And look, Franklin had the possession of the ball when they stopped the game. Oh, I see what Jim Weir wanted. He wanted to make sure that they had a towel over there to take the sweat off so nobody would slip and fall. So they're telling Mike Dutcher that his team's going to have the ball. Again, clock stop at 4:53. If you're just tuning in or you're away and wondering what's going on with Addie Lawson, the Milford top scorer and a first-team Tri-Valley All-Star, somehow there was congestion in the paint. And she went down hard, and she went down hard possibly because she stepped on somebody else's foot, or maybe somebody stepped on her foot. But based on the nature of the look there, I would say she stepped on somebody's foot, and her foot buckled. All right, we're ready to go now. 15 seconds on the shot clock. They might want to reset the shot clock. Well, I guess they're not going to. Franklin's ball, shot by Cauley. And boy, within 3 seconds, Franklin gets the answer there. Cauley with her first field goal of the second half. She's got 14. She's matched Milford's total of 14 in this game. And without their leading scorer, it's going to be a different look for Milford anyway. And a shot from the outside by Serena Chase missed. Serena Chase came and took Addie Lawson's place. She's keeping the sneaker out over there. They're giving her a couple extra chairs to sit on. Foul will be called on Mara Stalter. That's her second. So at the line is Taylor Olmstead. And this one will go through. Her first point of the game. Olmstead, 15 for 40 from the free throw line this year. So it's up, and it's good. Makes them both. Good for her. 35-16. Jordan Beers up the floor for Franklin. They got to know that they won't have many close games from here on in. And there's a nice up and under from Cauley off the pass from Jordan Beers. All right, Marissa Cauley with 16. Up the floor, Serena Chase to Kaylee Chase. Now they pass it around. Zenner's got it on the right side. They go into the corner. Serena Chase. Serena looks to pass to Kaylee Chase. Now it's Zenner. 11 on the shot clock. A steal in the backcourt there by Jordan Beers. She's going to go hard on the left side, and it scores it. Just an electric ball player. Dribble lefty or righty. You don't know what hand she shoots with until she shoots it, because she can dribble left and right equally. Inside, Taylor Olmstead going to the hoop. Misses the shot, though, and a rebound by McNeely, who no longer has that hard responsibility of taking Milford's leading scorer out of the picture. An injury has taken her out of the picture. Jessica Downen passing back and forth with McNeely, the cross court to Beers. They go high post to Stalter, shot blocked by Zenner. Zenner recovers and passes up ahead to Mertz. Emily Mertz driving the right side off the glass. Oh, it's in and out. Tough shot for her. Beers looking, dribbling left, looking right. Baseball pass to Cauley, out of bounds. And they thought about it. And she, Jordan, points to herself saying, my bad. Stalter comes out. Downen comes out. We'll see some new players in the lineup. Carrie Schmidt, number 12, is in, along with Paige Fairchild, the freshman. Young lineup right now for Franklin, with the exception of Cauley and Beers. Milford keeping it around the outside. Passing. Now they pass inside. The ball gets kicked away, and it's loose. And it's out of bounds. Turn back over to Franklin. 2:36 to go, third quarter. 39-16. Franklin had a 19-11 lead, and that's as close as the game has been. Long pass by Beers, thrown away. So some turnovers mounting for Beers as they get a little sloppy. Well, So it's the wall of the Chase sisters playing the guards for Milford. Haley back to Serena. Cross-court pass over to Mertz. Back out to Serena and a traveling violation. Franklin will inbound it. Spears walks it up the floor. Now she goes into a trot. McNeely wing pass left side. They go to Cauley down in the baseline to Fairchild. Misses on a no-arc shot. Milford with a chance to get some more points. There's almost a steal by Beers. And it'll be turned over to Franklin anyway as the recovery by Mertz. Her foot was on the line. That'll be two in a row for her back on the far side, right in front of the Milford bench. And there is somebody is taping her ankle with a sneaker off. I don't know. I doubt she's coming back in. And we got our first contact here of the game. I hope everyone's all right. That's why you put caps on water bottles, folks. Because that one would have caused the water to go a-flying. Good hustle there by Kaylee Chase, though. Yikes, I was panicking. I've had some contact, and then speaking of contact, there's 12, Kaylee Chase, and she picks up her third foul, and she might have gotten a little stinger on the ankle. So substitution for Milford, number 33, sophomore Abby Freer in the game for the first time. Here comes Elizabeth Nybank. She's a junior, number 21 for Franklin. She'll replace Mariah McNeely. So the inbounds comes to Jordan Beers. Zone defense by Milford, which will make it harder to get the ball inside as they surround Marissa Cauley. Beers, three-pointer right side, no, off the front of the rim. Recovered, though, by Schmidt, and they start the offense again. Beers, top of the key. She's looking left. Passes to Schmidt. Pass back. Beers recovers it down underneath. The shot up and in for Paige Fairchild. Her second basket. 41-16. We're down to a minute to go in the third quarter. So you take Lawson's 38 three-pointers out of the mix. There aren't many left to be had. A shot missed inside. Now Olmstead on the pass from Mataya Water. Olmstead with her first basket from the field and 4 points overall. And the third quarter points are all hers. 41-18. Cross-court pass to Schmidt. Schmidt and a pass intended for Beers broken up by Hannah Segees. Hannah, oh my goodness, poor Hannah. Hannah was being chased by Jordan Beers as she stole the ball and had a wide open layup. Beers caught up to her and Segees faked it. Beers kept going. All she had to do was put it up. She turned around to pass it to a teammate. So interesting exchange of plays there. Fairchild picks up her second foul. And the shot for Mataya Water is good from the line. Three in a row made by the Milford Wildcats in this quarter. They're 3 for 6 overall. Make it 4 for 7. Got to look at the good stuff where you can. 41-20. Franklin's scoring is down a little bit now. Marissa Collins, the fall-away jump shot misses, and the long rebound comes out to Nybank. Shot now with 3 seconds to go, missed by Beers, and that'll do it for the quarter as the quarter ends 41-20. Franklin got some quick pull-away points, but Milford scored 6 of their own in the last 3 minutes of the quarter. And we go to the fourth quarter with not much drama, but we're going to crown a Tri-Valley champion. Franklin is up 41-20 over Milford. and you're listening to it live on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Will put the ball in play to start the fourth quarter. Welcome back for the final quarter of our three-game championship triple header this afternoon and this evening. Milford struggling to find some offense, and there's a steal by Mariah McNeely, who has been the queen of D for this Franklin team tonight, and now a steal by Abby Freer, who stole the ball away after a long pass. Well, Milford not giving up. Remember, they're going to be one of the top seeds in Class D, and they're in the opposite bracket from Franklin. They could meet again. Nice pass. Nice ball movement and a finish for Freer out the pass from, I think, it was number 22, Mattia Water with a pass. Freer with her first points. Nice job. I like that possession. Here comes McNeely driving in the baseline. Missed it. Weak side rebound by Water. She's up the floor now and over to Chase, Serena Chase, who I talked about three-pointers. There's a three-point shot, by the way, taken by Water. Misses. But I said without Addie Lawson's 38 three-pointers, there's not much to be had. Emily Mertz has 12, and Serena Chase has 12, or now she actually has 13. And there's a pass, Beers, to Colley. The turnaround is no good. Rebound to Hannah Segese. And the fact that Kaylee Waters made a three-pointer, remember, with no arc, that was the one that had zero arc on it, and she made it. That was her first of the season. So I want to make sure I cleared up all that three-point stuff. Statistically, 41-22 the score, 6.5 to go in the ballgame. Well, Franklin's looking to repeat, I should say, as Tri-Valley champs. McNeely, again, trying to steal the ball. Ball is free. Body's clashing. There's a shot airballed. And what a save. The airball, we won't say who the airball was from, but I want to give them credit. Water and Serena Chase, knowing that they could get the catch the airball and save it, they just didn't have it in sync. So Franklin gets the turnover. Beers not looking to shoot. I like this, that she is trying to set up her teammates. They go down low for a cutter along the baseline, which I think was Stalter. That didn't work out. Substitution, Maddie Zenner checks back in. The sophomore second team Tri-Valley All-Star with a basket and 2 points tonight. 41-22. Franklin's scoring pace has slowed considerably after putting 29 points up in the first half. Pass back to Chase, down looking for a teammate down underneath, and I didn't see a teammate down there. And they're going to say that it was somehow deflected by Franklin. So Milford said, yeah, we'll take it. 5:42 left. Possession arrow in favor of Franklin, should that come about. And there it is in the corner. Segese comes all the way around to get that ball. Now it's Serena Chase. Back up top for Zetter. Zetter at the foul line. Shot is no good. Rebound by number 15, the hustle of Taylor Olmstead. And she's got 6 points in the second half. A timeout asked for by Jim Weir, but it gives us time to thank the sponsors again today: Waste Recovery Enterprises, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, B&M Auto of Sydney, Amerigas of Sydney, Eglie Machine Company of Sydney, Enchanted Gardens of Nineveh, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, Preferred Mutual Insurance of New Berlin, Beagles Plumbing and Heating of Harpersville, VEP of Sydney, McDowell & Walker of Sydney and Delhi, Echo Brands of Sydney, employing many local residents, Assemblyman Cliff Crouch, C.H. Landers Funeral Home of Sydney, Bainbridge Coin Laundry, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, the Silo Restaurant in Green, Amphenol Corporation, Neighbors Insurance, Jessup House Building Supplies of Sydney Center. Oh, that's right. They also do the Tri-Valley Hall of Fame. That's always a fun time to see, because a lot of times I know who they are, or most of them who they are. There's a steal in the backcourt with Beers leading the way. Beers from behind, stolen away by Serena Chase. Beers was unaware that time, and they said, hey, you got to tell me. She had pulled up to start the offense, and sprinting down was Serena Chase, sneaking up from behind. Nice job. 5:20 left in the ball game, and it looks like substitution. Starter Emily Mertz is back in the ballgame, number 10. She's replacing Hannah Segis. Segis has had some good sub moments. Beers, down low to Cauley along the baseline. There's the team that works so well together. Cauley with 18, Beers with 20, 43-24. If people are going, hey, how come those two have all the points? That's the way Franklin does it. That's just the way they do it. And that's been a success formula for a few years now. Mertz for three, around the rim, no good. Shot is rebounded by Olmstead. Her putback is blocked by Stalter, and coming back the other way is Jessica Downin for her first basket. Because by the time I got all that out, they had brought the ball down to the other end of the court. Long pass down to number 33 along the baseline. That shot by Abby Fear missed. Ball is out of bounds. It'll be Franklin ball. And it's just a matter of time now before Mike Dutcher makes the substitutions. But Jordan Beers will stay in the ballgame along with Marissa Cauley. Cauley down the floor. Back outside to Beers. Now they'll set it up against the zone defense. Looks like a 1-3-1 zone. But they're surrounding Cauley, who's now going to go from the high post over to the corner. Downin to Cauley. Cauley hands it to Beers. Beers, the pull-up jump shot is short. Rebound Olmstead. She's had a good game. Under 4 minutes to go. Serena had a shot. She didn't take it. Zenner. Now she will. And it's off the back of the rim. No good. Chase misses the shot. Beers looks up the floor. Thought about throwing it long. She's had a couple of turnovers that way. Can't get sloppy in the postseason. 45-24. McNeely into the corner for Fairchilds. The turnaround. Cauley. Oh, a little soft on that. Fairchilds with the putback. And she draws the foul. Cauley not happy with herself. Foul will be called on Zenner. Nobody in foul trouble here. Nobody's going to foul out. That's only five team fouls total between the two teams. So Fairchild's at the line of shoot. Two. First one is up, but it's too long. Fairchild at the line this year. You want to know how many times she's gone to the line? She shot 1-for-2 coming into this game. Four substitutions. Dawn Pickwick, number 30, has returned, a junior. And Sadie Hogan, number 20, has come into the ball game. No good. Rebound Hogan. So Fairchild misses both shots. Hogan over the line. She's into the game for the first time. Pass along to the left side. They work it around the outside with Chase. Serena Chase, that is, and Zenner. Now at center from the outside, off the back of the rim. She runs back to play defense. She knows it's missing, and Franklin's going to get it and get it down the floor fast. So she's back on defense. Franklin comfortably in the lead. Now been challenged since about 3 minutes into the ballgame. Cauley misses the first time, misses the second time. She got a rebound pass back. So Serena Chase to the right side for Zenner. Whoa, back to Chase. Has to chase it, literally. I wondered when I was going to say that. To the right side, and Zenner shot blocked by Fairchild and a good one. Now it's a three-pointer by Serena Chase. Yeah, it's good. She's got team high honors with 8 points. Got her rattled in. 45-27. Franklin, comfortable 18-point lead. 2:08 to go. Beer still in there for Franklin. Beer's driving the left side. She's going to dump it off to Cauley. Her shot is short. Cauley, instead of putting it up, she goes into this crank the shot mode from way behind her head. She's just got to put that ball up. Inside, there's a steal by Cauley. Well, that doesn't hurt her defense. Whoa, I spoke too soon. She looked up the floor at her she lost her dribble, and it went out of bounds. So here comes subbing Carrie Schmidt, checks in for Franklin. She'll replace Jessica Downen. And I'm thinking she's done. Rakia Henderson is into the ball game, number 32 for Milford. So this will be sub time for sure. Minute 35 left, 45-27. Franklin a lot less than they're used to scoring, but still up by 18. Spears, cross court to Fairchild. Down low to McNeely. She backs it out. Pass into the corner. Picked off. Oh, that took a tumble. Zenner with a steal and then a retaliation on Mariah McNeely, her one and only defensive flaw tonight. So Sabra Warner, number 25, checks into the ball game for Franklin. Inside shot by Hogan, no good. Beer still in the ball game, but Cauley is now out. And the ball rolled across the floor to Beers.
1 minute to go.
And with just 55 seconds left, Franklin's going to play this one out. Beers won't be looking to shoot. Oh, and she was looking to pass to McNeely, but the pass just flew off her hands. So Beers, who didn't score at all in the fourth quarter, didn't even look to score, is going to finish with a game-high 20 on 9 field goals, 2-for-3 free-throw shooting. No three-pointers. That's probably, and I thought she had a three-pointer early on, but they didn't. They call it a two. So final 45 seconds. We've got a chance to put in all of our numbers, lock those in. Hogan off her hands and then kicked away. It'll be Milford's ball with 36 seconds to go. Mertz will inbound. It's Kaylee Chase, and she misses the shot on the left wing. Up ahead to McNeely, who now gets to play the point guard. Number 24 is Mallory Jordan. She's a freshman in there. They're looking for her to shoot. She doesn't want to shoot. 16 seconds to go. McNeely down to the right for Schmidt. 15-footer. No good. Rebound. Airballed on the follow-up by Jordan. 4 seconds to go. Kaylee will get off a shot, and it'll airball. And Franklin, with a quiet finish to a decisive 45-27 victory. Just 2 field goals for Franklin in that quarter, and just 8 free throws on the night. But still a comfortable win. I used that term too many times now, didn't I? But Marissa Cauley and Jordan Beers splitting 38 points between them. So We're going to take a break. I'll have all the recap, the scoring recap, and our awards, the post-game awards sponsored by NBT Bank, Mang Insurance, and Echo Brand. So we'll be back with wrapping it up, and I'll give my voice a long-deserved rest in just a moment. You're listening to the Tri-Valley Girls Championship on WCDL.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherbourne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
Greg Avey back live. Now I get to pick up all my toys and watch, maybe get a bite to eat and watch a little bit of the basketball game coming up as the Purple Devils are getting their picture taken as a team, Tri-Valley champions for another year. And let's go through the scoring recap. We're looking at Milford, who had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players score. That is something to be proud of, even though there were only 27 points scored in the game. Jim Weir, he saw the writing on the wall. He got his team, he got his players in there. They all got some championship game experience. And remember, this team has just one senior. They will be a team to be reckoned with down the road. And I say that with all kinds of confidence. If Jim Weir's still the coach, Milford is going to be a team to watch in the coming years. Serena Chase came off the bench, hit 2 3-pointers, had a basket, and led the team in scoring with 8 points. Starter Taylor Olmstead had 6 points all in the second half. I thought she played very well in that second half. Kaylee Chase had a 3-pointer. Emily, as she was a starter, Emily Mertz had a basket for 2. Maddie Zenner had a basket 0 for 2 from the line for 2. She was a starter. And Addie Lawson, young lady, sophomore, and their leading scorer at 19-plus a game, held to 2 points tonight, but she was hurt in the third quarter as well, and I hope that she will be able to recover from that injury. She is still looking on the side with a leg up without the shoe on. I just hope she can recover in time to play in the next round of sectionals on Wednesday night. So 7 2-pointers was it for Milford. 3 3-pointers, though. Impressive there. 4 for 7 from the line. Not bad. 27 points. Franklin had 21 two-pointers. They didn't have a single three-pointer. 3 for 7 from the line, and they finished with 45 points. And no surprise, Jordan Beers had 20 points. Marissa Cauley had 18 points, and then they filled in the gaps with Jessica Downen having 3, 1 for 2 from the line. Paige Fairchild, 2 baskets, 0 for 2 from the line for 4, and that was it. Nobody else scored. 3 for 7, like I said, from the foul line. So here we go. They're doing the Tri-Valley Hall of Fame, so that's a special time for them. And so it's time for our post-game awards on WCDO. We're going to start with the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award this time, sponsored by Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we ensure your life. No question about it tonight. The job that was given Mariah McNeely was to guard her fellow sophomore, Addie Lawson, and hold her down points-wise, and she did exactly that. Lawson got 3 shots off in the first half, only one that went in. and an outstanding job there. And Mariah McNeely is certainly the defensive guru for the team. And I see that happening down the line. If they get another player that's got that kind of talent, that she can shut them down like that, Franklin is going to do very, very well. Excuse me, very well. The MBT Bank Outstanding Offense. MBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. MBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. And Marissa Cauley will win that award. Marissa, with some early points that showed she's got versatility. She'll drive. She'll bring the ball up the floor. She'll go underneath the basket on a reverse. And she had 18 points in the game, 12 in the first half, and will finish with 18 points and will win the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And finally, no surprise here, Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Echo Brands of Sydney is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and they wish the best to all players this season. Echo reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. And no question about it, Jordan Beers, 20 points, besides the about four or five turnovers late in the game. I will also say that she had probably six, seven rebounds, and she definitely was the catalyst for the offense. She sees the floor very, very well. I know she'll do well at the next level. She plays high level off season. I know for Bob Butcher, she's played in a regional AAU group and has done very well, and I know she'll do very well. But we get to continue the Franklin journey as long as they can go, along with Harpersville and any other team locally that can go far. We're going to follow them on WCDO Sports. So that'll do it. Our triple header, just to remind the scores, Harpersville got the day started. They won their MAC championship over Bainbridge Guilford 52-30. A thrilling second game of the MAC boys championship, where Unadilla Valley upended the Unitigo Spartans two times in a matter of 2 weeks. They win this one 59-48, not as wide a spread a margin as it appears. This game had six lead changes and five ties. It was a nail-biter till about 2-3 minutes to go, when Unitigo just could not make anything free-throw-wise or otherwise, and Unadilla Valley got hungry, and they got crazy at the free-throw line in the fourth quarter. Just to let you know, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 for 14 in the last quarter. Very, very impressive. And then finally, Franklin, without much fanfare and without much drama, takes care of business 45-27 over East Champ Milford and Coach Jim Weir. So congratulations to those teams. Harpersville, Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck, Matt Osborne and the Unadilla Valley Storm, and Franklin and their coach Mike Dutcher on the championships that they won this afternoon. Until Tuesday, when it's going to be at Sydney taking on Marathon. That game will be at 7 o'clock. It'll be a special start time because there's no JV games. We'll start at 6:45, tip off at 7. We'll have updates of other games going on as well, so stick around for that. Meanwhile, I'm going to watch as these guys come out to a huge windstorm. All my papers are flying. And thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station and all of our great sponsors. I did give them one more time, and everybody's got a lot of airtime today. We will follow these teams through the postseason, my favorite time of year. For WCDO Radio Sports and SUNY Oneonta, I'm Greg Davey. Have a great night.